Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jacqueline and Floyd's podcast for authors and publishers. Over 10 years ago, I started my podcast, and I decided to highlight authors and publishers. There's something about them. My mother was an author. I have a daughter who's an author. Okay, enough about me. I'm just saying I love authors and publishers. So my question is, are you an author and do you want to create an audio billboard? Or do you want to create a short audio to market you and your book or books to share on any of your media pages like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn? Or are you interested in having an online podcast book club, gathering together groups to discuss and share your amazing published works and thoughts? I'm just saying. This is the podcast for you, Jacqueline and Floyd's podcast for authors and publishers. Again, welcome everyone. I am Jacqueline, a.k.a. Lady J, March 30th, 2023, a beautiful day here in Arizona, palm trees and mountains and great weather most of the year. I love it here. And so today we have a very special guest, Maisha Barnett of Barnett Publishing. And today we are blessed to have Maisha as she shares one of her published books. And so we're going to get ready to prepare her to bring her in as we listen to a few more some music. And again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. Run, run from the pain within. A story of hope with best-selling author Maisha Barnett. Maisha Barnett is a speaker, best-selling author, and independent designer and publisher. She has produced over 12 books, and in 2020, she self-published two children's books. Maisha is a best-selling author from her first co-author project debut called You Can Have It All with Christ, by Dr. Nakita Davis. Maisha Barnett decided to launch her own company, Barnett Publishing, to help other authors write, publish, and get their voices heard, eventually being able to assist them to also market their books. Maisha is a beautiful mother of four. She rose victoriously from adversity in her darkest moments, knowing and understanding and inspired that God loves her. Maisha shares her story about how she has been through hell, baby, and back and it did not stop her. That's what I'm talking about. Maisha also shares that success is based on how many times you get back up. Aha! Let me say that again. Success is based on how many times you get back up. And honey, she always gets back up. Maisha knows that we are all born with a purpose, and she continues to rise up. Check out her books, including her personal story, that you can get your copy on Amazon. Barnett Publishing, let me say, it's an independent publishing house, and they have been providing quality service for 3 to 5 years and are proud to have helped many aspiring authors publish their work. Barnett Publishing has also worked with experienced authors in the UK literary scene. Barnett Publishing guarantees a positive and smooth experience throughout your publishing journey. Again, we are here with Maisha Barnett. It is time to begin our interview. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Now, blessings to you, Maisha. How are you today?
Hey, Ms. Jacqueline. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm telling you. So we're going to start this podcast because I like to bring people into the life of our authors and the people I interview. You know, we can find out a little bit about them. It's always exciting to know about people. You know, people can write, people can be on TV, people can be famous, but it's always nice to know a little bit about somebody. So I thought that we would allow our audience and those who are just meeting you to find out a little bit about you. So I have a couple questions about some about your personality, some things you like, such as, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is pink.
Pink. Ooh, have you always had that as your favorite color?
I ain't never changed.
Really? The lady in pink. Okay, not the lady in red, but the lady in pink, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, what's your favorite flower? You have a favorite flower?
No, I don't have a favorite flower. I never
Not
was
yet.
A flower type of girl because,
okay.
Like, I could do the fake ones, but if you give me some real ones, they just gonna die because I'm not good at taking care of them.
Okay, so if you had to pick a flower that you could just, you know, decorate someplace in your house with or whatever, if you had to decorate, you might not have to really get into it or like it, but is there a flower that kind of like piques your interest that every time you see it, be like, well, okay, that's nice, that's cute?
A rose is very
beautiful
to me.
Yes.
Yeah, I would pick a rose.
Probably, you know what, pink roses. I think we need to check into that, okay? So pink roses
yeah.
is what they mean. So the next time, we interview you, you're going to have that answer for us, okay? All right.
That's right.
Let us know what pink roses represent. Okay, another question about you is, what are some of your favorite foods to eat?
So
I know you like food,
I like
so go
Italian.
Ahead. Okay,
I
go
like
ahead,
Italian.
Girl. What kind of Italian?
I like Alfredo's, you know, shrimp and chicken Alfredo. I like spaghetti with sugar because that's a debate. People don't like sugar in their spaghetti, but I do. I love food. So
Yes.
You know, I just love food.
I love, girl. I know that's why I asked that question, because I know that's one thing. We'll find something, you know. So Italian food, I love that. And you picked one of my favorites. I love that Alfredo thing. Oh, my gosh. So good.
Yes, you
so got good. So
you can't
good.
Go wrong with the Alfredo.
No, you can't, girl. Come on, high five all right now. Now, let me ask you this question. If you had a place, what is would be your favorite, one of your favorite places that you would love to go visit that you haven't been? Some place in the world that you have never visited, what place would that be?
I've always wanted to visit Fiji.
Why?
Because it's beautiful. I'm a serenity person. And
okay.
I really never understood why, but that was always my one place.
Wow. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. All right now. Okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing some of those little personal things about you. I love that. So now we're going to ask, I'm going to
thank
the
you.
Next up. What'd you say?
I said, well, thank you, too.
You're welcome. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about your author. Let's get into the author and why we are here. You started writing. When did you start writing, and what do you most enjoy about writing?
I started writing in high school, I think, where I used to write poems, and I used to give them to this boy in school. And
okay.
I just ended up, you know, he would always tell me that I was gifted and talented and I should do this and do that because of the way that I would write my poems. And they weren't like love poems. They were just regular poems, whatever I was feeling, that's what I would write. And from there, after high school, you know, I had my baby, and because I was actually in high school still when I had my son, so I went from there to not writing at all. I ended up not writing at all until recently, where I published my first two children's books in between 2019 and 2020, and then ventured into co-author books and things like that.
So what is it about writing that you like? Is there something about it that happens for you or to you? Is that you like to share or it's in you and you don't have a real reason why you like to write? You just know that you're good at it.
I think that is very therapeutic for me.
Mm.
And it also depends on what I'm writing too. So, because everything I write is not always therapeutic. But most of what I write is story-based.
Okay.
So I feel like at this point in my life is therapeutic because, honestly, lately with writing, it has always been a piece of my story that I'm sharing.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that there you go. And I think that's beautiful because I believe that now personally, this is me, I think everybody should be able to write something in their life somewhere, somehow, for some reason, like you said, it's therapeutic. And, you know, how many times do we get to really say what we really want to say? We get to have conversations and we go back and forth. But to be able to take our soul, to take our heart, to take our feelings and put them on paper, it's so, like you said, therapeutic.
Uh-huh.
It's so beautiful. And I love that. I think you are right on it. I love that. So now we're going to ask you some questions.
You know,
that kind of, it's a little more in-depth about the book itself. So now my question would be, why this title? Where did the title come from? And why did you decide to write this book? So let's talk about this title first, and then why are you writing this book?
Follow with me. So I journal a lot, too, as writing. I do a lot of journaling. You know, I write my prayers down, you know, things like that. And as I'm on this healing journey with therapy right now, when I decided to really put the book out there, which was like last year or so, maybe, yeah, I think, it was, no, it was like 2022 or something. No, 2021, I put the book out. Yeah. So I chose Run from the Pain Within because I always ran from my problems instead of facing them. And so I felt like this being a series would go perfect because it fits me so well.
Okay. Wow. Okay, wow. So who is this book for? Who did you write this book for? Is there a particular group of people or person besides yourself that you had in mind when you decided to, because writing something is one thing, but publishing it for the public, for other people. So who did you have in mind in your heart when you wrote this book to publish and you decided to publish it?
I had the woman who feels like there's no other way on the other side, that I'm just, you know, the trauma just is there, and I don't know how to get over it. I don't know how to get through it. I don't know how, you know, I wrote it for the woman who was molested and had maybe became a teen parent like me, like the women that are like me. I wrote it for them, and who, you know, whoever God has called to me, whoever I'm supposed to minister to, I also wrote it for them because we all have somebody, you know, we all have a influx of people that God wants us to minister to.
Yes.
And so I wrote it for them too.
I love that. Okay, so
let them know that you're not alone. You know, you're not alone.
I get you. I feel you. I'm telling you, because that's what you went right into the next question I'm going to ask you, because you have had a life of series of things happening throughout your life. When did it become important to write it down? Because you've been journaling, you've been writing, you've been doing all that stuff, but when did it become important to kind of chronologically just write down the experience, the story? When did you feel it was important to do that? What was going on in your life that when you decided that it was important that I write this down so it can eventually become a book? Were you a certain age?
So
were you going to do something particular?
I was always going through something.
Okay.
But initially, God told me that I had to write my story. And I didn't do it. I ended up doing the children's books instead. And then later on, I had finally started writing maybe a year or so after that. And I believe this was around, it was like a year after I did the children's books was when I actually started writing. But then something happened and, you know, I lost the information I was writing, and that happened about two or three times. So I was just like, you know what, I'm not writing nothing. I'm just going to leave it alone. God said, no, you're not. So,
wow.
2 years ago, or, 2 years ago, because we're in 2023 now, I sat down in my new two-bedroom apartment I had in Pennsylvania. I had moved back to Pennsylvania from Georgia at that time, and I started writing. And I had also started therapy, too, like around the same time. So it was like God knew that, you know, God just orchestrated the whole thing because I was in therapy and writing my book because it's so much, you know, the trauma is so hard to get through. I needed to have that therapist on the journey with me. And so shout out to T. Smith. She helped me get through the tough moments that we discussed and helped me to push through to get my book out.
I love that. And so many people need to hear that, Maisha, because I know there are people who want to write their stories, they want to share, but they don't know that they would need, maybe you need a therapist. Maybe they need someone that's going to make them accountable to the story and to things that they're going through. You need somebody that, you know, would walk with you through it, and, you know, and a therapist is a good place to start, and whoever. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's excellent that you did that. And so how long did it take you to actually write the first part, the part one, the book, that particular one, Run From the Pain Within?
Volume
I know you have
one
theories.
It took about a couple of months.
Wow.
It took
you was
a
ready
couple
to say that
months.
Thing.
yeah, the reason being is because initially I was going to start with a ghostwriter, but that didn't work out. So I was like, you know what, I'm a publisher. I'll just do it myself. So
okay,
I put
now.
Everything together. You know, I wrote it. I got an editor, and I just ran with it. I just did it. And, you know, a lot of times I want some people, if you're listening, to understand that just because you have – everybody has a story, right? Everybody has trauma. Everybody has hurt. Everybody has pain. Everybody is going through something on a regular basis. It's written in the Bible that we're going to have trials and tribulations. So that doesn't mean that you have to publish what you write, because you don't.
Yes.
But if you know that you are called to a certain people that you have to minister to, or that is connected to you divinely that you have no idea about, but you know that God has told you this, you have to move on it. You have to do it, because you can hinder someone else's healing process if you don't.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Right there. That I mean, there it is. That's what happens. Because a lot of times, you know, like, you know, we hear it all the time, that test becomes the testimony, you know, that struggle becomes the story, that we overcome, you know, by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony, you know, that's in our lives. And we overcome, and we help other people overcome. I mean, just excellent, excellent, excellent. So, wow. So how do you plan to market or want to promote your books? How do you plan to market it? What are some of the ways that you want to, you know, let your books be out there, put it out there? We know you have it on Amazon. Are there any other creative ways or ideas that you have in mind to, you know, market or put your, you know, books out, this book out, I should say?
Because of the type of book that it is, I do not want it in schools. I don't think that would be a good idea. But libraries, you know, maybe Walmart. Ingram Spark does a good bit of distribution for authors that put their books on there, so that's on my list to do. And then on my side is social media, you know, Clubhouse, getting on people's shows and talking about it, getting on podcasts and connecting with people who have events where I can go and speak about my book or network, you know, billboards.
Yes, I think that's
definitely
very important.
Going to do the billboard. And, you know, those are just some ways that I know of right now, and maybe some magazines too.
I think that's wonderful. And for me personally, I read the thing. Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to lay on the floor and get some oxygen. What in the world? And I really believe it's the kind of book, it's the kind of writing, it's the kind of information that's going to require conversation. It's going to require maybe groups come together, or individuals being able to come together and talk about some things, because it's the kind of information that touches people's lives, that gives people an open door, an open way to just, okay, somebody's been through this too, and they just start talking and sharing. And so it will touch, as it touches people's hearts, like you said, being able to go to someplace as a speaker and speak to groups of women so they can engage in conversation and talk about some things. And, you know, possibly have prayer and connect to some kind of organization or group that would help them follow through with their healings and with their recovery from things that they've been through. So I like that. And so now where are you going from here in your writings? I mean, what is the next thing you're going to be doing? After Run from the Pain Within, what's next on your agenda?
So real quick, I want to touch on what you said, if that's okay.
Sure.
That these are, this book will definitely produce conversation, good or bad. But the conversations that we don't have are the conversations that we need to have.
Amen.
And that's what this book does. Because the little girl in the book, she went through so much.
Mm.
I went through so much with family, with, you know, at a young age with promiscuity and molestations and abuse and a teen mom and so on and so forth. And you don't have the conversations of secrecy in the family.
Yeah.
You know, it stops with me. Ain't no generational curses is going to pass my Aisha. I'm the last one.
I know, that's right.
And so, you know, these are conversations that we have to have. But what's next is Volume 2, Run from the Pain Within. But this one is called The Pain Adds Up. And I'm planning my fourth annual Let's Change Together virtual event that we'll be doing this year also.
Okay, wow. And you know what? I'm telling you, I wanted to run up in that book and get her. I wanted to rescue her so much. I was like, I'm telling you, I became anxious. I wanted to just knock on her door. I wanted to come down the street. I wanted to go and just grab her and hold her and hug her and pull her out of those situations. I'm telling you, I've had serious, strong reactions to this book, Run from the Pain Within. And so my question now is, what do you want others to take away or experience? Because that was my takeaway. I wanted to rescue her, rescue everything. I wanted to just make a difference in somebody's life. And so what do you want others to take away or have experience? What kind of experience after reading this, what do you want people to basically, you know, you can't control it. You can't specifically say who's going to do what, but what would you like to see happening in someone's life after reading this book?
I hope that, and I pray that God shows them, that the Holy Spirit down on the inside of them shows them the truth in what they need to see from reading my story, whether it's for them, whether it's for a family member, whether it's to see a different perspective of something, you know, whether you want to go in there and just save the little girl. You know, I just want it to be a truth, you know, just Lord, show them the truth.
Mm.
That's my prayer. That's what I want them to walk away with. I want them to be shown the truth, open their eyes, because understand that these are issues that a lot of people have had and are still holding on to.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And
oh, my
so
God.
So when they walk away with the truth, not only do they get the truth and their eyes open, but to help them move forward with the information that they have, whatever that looks like.
Yes, yes, because I was thinking, other than my feedback, what has been the feedback from others who have read your book?
Oh, man, I got so many people that said, I sat and read it in one sitting, and I just cried, and, you know, it hit home for me because of a family member, or, you know, I didn't know you went through all of that, and seeing you now, you're such an inspiration. You wanted to save the little girl in the book, which is technically me, but...
yes.
And the woman that is doing my audio book, Miss Angie B, She had a lot of mixed emotions with the book. You know, if you have experienced some of the same things, you know, you're definitely going to have to go into prayer while you're reading it. And, you know, have someone to talk to if you can't get through a trigger from reading it, which
yes.
is why I highly, 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 highly recommend therapy. Get you a therapist that is right for you, because every therapist ain't right for you. You got to get one
yes.
that's right for you. You got to search.
Right for
you got to vet these
yes.
therapists. You got to try them out. And then when you know you got the right one, use them.
Amen. Oh, my gosh. Amen. 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 You heard her, you know. It's going to soon be on audio. Volume 2 is in the works. Get your copy of Volume 1 today. Run from the Pain Within, written by Maisha Barnett, I'm telling you, or Barnett Publishing. When I tell you, I sat down and read it in one sitting too, and just about, whew, oh, my gosh, it took me a week. I kept talking to my daughter-in-law, and she just said, look at that. I said, you know, I'm just trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. I'm letting you know, whew, this book is just not for the average bear. I'm trying to tell you, this book is for people who have pain within. This book is for people who have pain within, and they've been running, and they need to know that. I love the fact that the book talks about, like you said, that Holy Spirit, that God within, that was keeping her, how the Holy Spirit keeps us from birth. Mm-hmm. From before God tells us before we were in our mother's womb, God knew us. And so to know that there's a
yes.
God, that there's a comforter, there's an Abba Father who's in our lives, even when we're not even conscious or aware of it. But we know there's something there, that
yep.
God is inside our pain, that he's inside our pain. He's with us. And so I really, really,
That's
really,
right.
really appreciate you sharing. You know, so give us some final words, okay? Give us some final words that you would like to share before we end up.
So, you know, I hope that something I said today through the Holy Spirit speaking through me, I hope that it has helped someone in some way. And what I would love to encourage you who are listening to my voice right now is, if God told you to write the book, write the book. If God told you to start the business, start the business. If God told you to publish your book, publish the book. Because there is something waiting on the other side of your obedience, and somebody's waiting for you. Your voice deserves to be heard. You have a story that you need to share, and you know it. You know it. And so I will leave you with that. You can contact me if you need help, barnettpublishing.org. You can email barnettpublishing2023@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook, Maisha Barnett. And I'm going to leave you with that.
She rose victoriously from her darkest moments, knowing that God loves her. How many times you get back up is what success is all about. And, honey, she always gets back up. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you, Maisha Barnett, for being part of this.
Thank you, too.
And I just tell everybody, there you go. Have a wonderful day, evening. Hey.
You, too.
I love it. God is on your side. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.